Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.
Good morning everybody. I'm Melvin and I'm 15 years old. Today I'm gonna be the presenter for this radio show. We are on air from Delta FM in the LP2I, a wonderful school who is just next to the Futuroscope in France. I've got three guests today, so I'll add the mic.
Thank you, Moby. Hello, everybody. So I'm gonna to present the member of the team, who are me, Mona, Heming, and Melvin. All we are 15 years old and we are in the same class.
Thanks, Chloe. Of course, we are in the same class. And we choose the option Science of Engineering in English. Sometimes it's hard, but we haven't chosen. We have to work on our language.
In our then, there are three French students and one Chinese student who is me, so I'm Yimin.
So, if I understood in the slide, you are here for talk about robots, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. So, in first, we are going to present the origin of robots and sincere about it. And after, we present to you the robot now.
Oh, okay, that's all right. So, you can go.
About robot, the first person who used the word robot was a writer, Karel Čapek. He was Czechoslovakian, and the word in his language was robota. In English, it means the first labor. To Karel Čapek, the robots was used to help people to serve them.
And in 1941, the sci-fi writer Isaac Asimov used the word robotic for describe the then terminology of robot and predict the rise of powerful robot in the industry.
Finally, the robot was used for the first time in movies in '50s, and after, there was used in TV shows too.
Like Isaac Asimov said in 1941, after the robots are going to use in the factory. An example, the robot Unimate, it was the first in a car factory with General Motors in 1961. But there is not just robots in the car factory. There exist some robots in the field of medicine, cooking, house tasks, and other things.
Okay, we can stop here. So, can you tell us more about now? How can we use it and what can we do with it?
Now is an amazing robot. It looks like a human. It was created by a French team of robotics.
Now existed in different colors, blue and white or red and white. What is amazing is that now can talk, take object, get back up, see some object in front of him, walk, but put object in a bin, and other amazing things.
Now go to Gamarad, some lady, some no, some so, the Wi-Fi to lose the pink.
Okay, thanks you all, Chloe, Yiming and Mona. Now the program come back on Delta IFM. 90.2. Thanks for your listening and see you soon.
MID. Les secondes du LP2I vous parlent.